Thank you so much. Later on, we're going to be talking to the legendary singer-songwriter John Prine. But first, speaking of legends, many people know Bill Curtis here from his work narrating true crimes and the work of dogged detectives on Cold Case Files. Well, we are delighted to let you all know that Bill will be returning to Cold Case Files this Thursday on A&E. Very exciting. And Bill, this makes me want to ask something. I have always thought privately that it would be okay if I were murdered if you narrated the investigation. So, would you do me the honor?
Finally, it all began to come together to the detectives. The brutal beating, the note of apology left on Sigel's lifeless body. It all pointed in one direction. Steve Inskeep.
Really, well, you wouldn't mind, would you?
Oh, my God.
If you'd like to hear Bill narrate your life or at least play a game on the radio, then give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Now let's welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey, Peter. This is Aaron Faisal from Austin.
Hey, how are things in Austin, one of my favorite places?
One of my favorite places, too. I've lived here almost all my life.
I have to tell you something, and I don't know how to say this. I went to Salt Lake City recently. Salt Lake. And I ordered some migas for breakfast, and they were good.
Well, I had some migas this morning, and they were great.
Ah!
Oh, nice of you.
Well, welcome to our show, Aaron. Let me introduce you to our panel. First up is a writer for HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher, Mr. Adam Felber.
Hey there, Aaron. Thank you.
Next, the woman behind the advice column, Ask Amy, and author of the new book, Strangers Tend to Tell Me Things, Amy Dickinson.
Hey, hi, Aaron.
And finally, a comedian performing in Memphis, Tennessee, June 1st through 4th at Chuckles Comedy Club, it's Alonzo Bowden.
Hello, Aaron.
So, Aaron, you're going to play Who's Bill this time. You know what that means. Bill Curtis is going to read for you three quotations from the week's news. Your job, of course, correctly identify or explain. Just two of them. Do that. You win our prize. The voice of legendary former scorekeeper Carl Castle on your answering machine. You ready to go?
I am ready.
All right. Here's your first quote. It's a description of a handshake that happened this week. It's from the Washington Post.
The two men shook hands for 6 long seconds. Their knuckles turned white, their jaws clenched, and their faces tightened. One man reached in first, but then he tried to release twice, but the other kept his grip until letting go.
That ringside play-by-play described a handshake between the new president of France and whom?
We'll go Donald J. Trump.
Donald J. Trump. That is indeed President Trump. Yes, this was the week of a big overseas trip for a major global figure, Donald Trump's hand. That's right, his right hand got to touch a glowing orb in Saudi Arabia. That was very cool.
That was nice.
And in Israel, it signed the guest book of Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Memorial, saying it was, quote, so amazing. And then the hand of Donald Trump tried to touch the hand of the First Lady and got slapped away. Twice. You can't blame Melania. It's been so long since they've seen each other, she did not recognize him. Who is this fat old man who keeps trying to touch me?
She said that before.
Yeah. The week ended with Trump standing in front of all the other leaders of the NATO countries, and he berated them to their faces for not paying their bills, and they all had to stand there listening and looking at him like he was the drunk guy who grabs the mic at the wedding toast and starts listing all the groom's prior sexual conquests.
He is that guy.
Yeah.
He is that guy.
There's no doubt he's done that at some point in his life.
Just. Yeah. Well, the thing is, until he got to the NATO summit, he was getting pretty good marks. He didn't screw up too many things. He made it through Saudi Arabia and Israel without asking for bacon bits on the salad. He didn't, like, meet the Pope and say, oh, where's Mrs. Pope?
Isn't it something that's how low the bar is?
Yeah.
Like, wow, he went to the Middle East and didn't start World War III. He didn't insult the Pope.
Yeah.
Wow. He's
Although,
really doing
to his
great.
Face.
One of the best things. One of the best things that came out of the trip were those pictures of Pope Francis looking absolutely miserable.
Oh, just suffering.
In every photograph of him next to Donald Trump.
That look that said Jesus had it easy.
Yeah, I know. Seriously, this is a man who had no problem giving up sex for his entire life, but spending 10 minutes with Donald Trump is like too much. Take this cup from me, he said.
I got a feeling he was drinking a little extra wine last week.
All right, Aaron. Aaron, your next quote is from the Speaker of the House, Mr. Paul Ryan.
It is another positive step.
Mr. Ryan was reacting to a new report saying that instead of taking health care away from 24 million people, what would only take health care away from 23 million people?
What are they calling that? The Trump care? Or?
Yeah, we'll take Trump care. Most Republicans refused to comment when this CBO score of the bill coming out saying how many people would lose insurance, et cetera, came out. They just wouldn't say anything. But the most vivid reaction came from congressional candidate Greg Gianforte. He responded to a question from a reporter, "What do you think about the CBO score?" by grabbing the reporter by the neck, body slamming him to the ground, and punching him.
Which, to be fair, is kind of like Trump care.
Yes.
Well, if you can afford it.
Instead of, yes.
Fortunately, I...
Choose the beating that's right for your family. One of my favorite things, and I mean no criticism of this guy, because Lord knows I would burst into tears, but this guy got suddenly attacked, and his reaction was, and I quote, "You broke my glasses."
I thought that was so endearing.
Yeah.
I really, really loved that about him. That it really did. And then he was like, "I guess I'll call the cops." I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Just once, couldn't like the reporter or the smaller person or whatever know how to fight? Like somebody who was trained and you go to body slam him and he just
bam!
Whoops your ass right there.
Yeah.
In front of everybody. Just can't it just happen once?
I know.
Well, I have a considering beatings of reporters, I think, are about to get more common. Eventually, it'll happen. Aaron, here is your last quote.
I think it's ridiculous. It's literally coffee served in a piece of rubbish.
That was a barista in Australia talking about a latte they made at his cafe as a joke that became the hottest coffee trend. It is coffee served in what?
What?
Yes, I know. Well, you'd be familiar with this because, of course, how much they love guacamole down in Austin.
Avocados?
Yes, an avocado skin.
In this
time of stress and dismay, Americans are soothing themselves with avocados. A fruit, or is it a vegetable, that is inedible for weeks, delicious for 15 minutes in the middle of the night, and already rotten when you wake up in the morning. Good choice, America. So we are in the middle of an avocado craze. They're everywhere. The first sign of the avopocalypse are these avocado lattes, which are not avocado-flavored lattes. That'd be just gross. They're actual lattes served in an avocado skin.
Oh, which are just gross. God.
Which, like, why would anybody want that?
Because you couldn't serve it in a diaper.
I guess so. The current craze, this is true, for avocados nationwide, worldwide, it's sending people to the ER with what's being called by doctors avocado hand. Basically, it occurs when a person tries to cut into an unripe avocado, succeeds, serves it to his girlfriend who yells avocados again and stabs him in the hand. Bill, how did Aaron do in our quiz?
Aaron knows his avocados. I'll tell you, he got every question right.
Congratulations, Aaron. Well done. You represented Austin. Thanks so much for playing.
My pleasure. Take care.